Today's Shir in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud. We will begin on Daf Kuf Tes on the base, five lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to discuss the episode of Korach. We know the pasuk says V'yikach Korach ben Yitzhak ben Kos ben Levi V'dosan V'avira b'nei Eliyah V'oim ben Peles b'nei Ruvain. Says the Gemara, why was Dosan called Dosan? Shaval Das Kel. He went against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The Pasha Pshat is because he joined Korach in his rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. She Aviram, why is he called Aviram? He had, as everyone has, the opportunity to do tshuva, and he did not do tshuva. What does the name Ayn represent? Shiyosha Baninus. Ayn, as we're about to learn, actually did do tshuva. And he was grieving on the fact that he had done this terrible aveira. Peles, why is he called Peles? Because Shnas Loi Plois. It was incredible. He had an incredible nace. It occurred to him that he did not participate in ultimately in this aveira, and he didn't get punished with them. Ben Ruvain, Ben Shurav Haven. He ultimately understood what he should or shouldn't be doing. Amrav, so Rav teaches us, Oim Ben Peles, Ishto Hitzilosai. His wife was the one that saved him. And that's what the Eitz Yosef explains. We just said he was grieving. Why, when somebody does tshuva, would he be grieving? The answer is, explains the Eitz Yosef, that he was upset that he himself did not understand that he should be doing tshuva. And all the only way he came to that recognition, as we're about to learn in the Gemara, it was his wife that got him to recognize what he was doing was wrong. And his wife said, "My nafkul chamina, why are you getting involved in this machlokes of Korach? Ima Rabba and Talmida. If Korach, if Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader, you're still just going to be a Talmud. Vima Rabba, and if Korach's going to be the leader and Talmida, so what does it make a difference to you?" Amalei, at that point, he said to her, "My Evet, what should I do? Have a I was a part of the original group, and Vishtabayle Bahadoi, and I agreed to be part." Of this battle, Amrle, to which she responded, Yadan the Kula Kanishta Kadishta Nanu. So she said, "You know that everybody in Klal Yisrael are holy." The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, as Makarach said to Moshe, "Ki kol ay the Kula Kadoshim to Danam Mitzlach." Amrle, so she told her husband, Oyin Mepelos, "Stay home and I will save you." Ashkechamra, so she gave him a lot of wine to drink. V'arvasei, and she intoxicated him. V'angsegavoi, and he went to sleep. Oysal Baba, and she was sitting at the doorway of their home. V'sasri lamazia, and she undid her hair. Called also, so whoever came, chazia Vahadar, would see her, and of course they're not supposed to see the hair of a married woman, and that caused her, that caused them to, they should not come close, not bring him, and therefore, meanwhile, they all got swallowed up in the ground, and the machlokes was over, and then he woke up. Says the Ben Yoyada, the part of the nace, the Ben Yoyada suggests, part of the nace is obviously we're not dealing with individuals who are the most scrupulous individuals. If we're not dealing with individuals who is the most scrupulous individuals, why would her uncovered hair chase them away? And that was the nace, says the Ben Yoyada, that they should see her hair, and even though normally they would run away, here, they will not run away. Here, they do. Certainly, that's one pshat. The other pshat that he suggests is, what does the hair, uncovered hair, represent? You know, the Gemara says that each hair has its own pore from which it grows. And if one hair, if there were to be two hairs from one pore, it would not be able to grow. Korach's claim to Moshe Rabbeinu was, Ki kol ei dekulim kadoshim, they should all be treated as holy. And what the hair represent is that each hair is an individual hair. And since each hair is an individual hair, they can't be combined. That's the same hair. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara explains in Masechta Yuma that there was a woman, Kimchis, and she had five sons who were all Kohanim Gedolim. And the reason they were all Kohanim Gedolim is because she never walked around, even in the privacy of her home, with hair that was uncovered. Here, what does Oyin's wife say to him? That Oyin said, I want to join Korach's Machlokes. The reason I want to join Korach's Machlokes is I'm hoping that maybe my son, not Aaron HaKohen, will be the Kohen Gadol. So she said, your son can't be the Kohen Gadol because I have uncovered hair. And since I have uncovered hair, our son won't be the Kohen Gadol anyway, so there's no point in you joining this Machlokes. But the Altam from Kelim has a different approach to this entire Gemara. His approach to this Gemara is that there's a tremendous lesson to be learned from here. We view Korach as the people who participated with Korach as big Rishayim. They rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, there's no argument that what they did vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu was terrible. But on the other hand, what we see from here is how scrupulous they were. And as soon as they saw a woman with uncovered hair, it wasn't something that they ignored. On the contrary, it caused them to realize that they can't look at this. That's not what's acceptable. Says the Maritza de Korach, the wife of Korach, Amalei, said to him, Chazi my covered Moshe. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu's behavior. Ihu Malka, he appointed himself to being king. Lachuava Shavakana Rabba, to his brother. His brother he appointed as the Kohen Gadol. Lebnei Shavni Sagani Kahana, his nephews, the Bnei Aaron, he made the assistants to the Kohen Gadol. The Asya Truma, if somebody brings Truma, Amit Havel Kayin, it should be to the Kohen. He also Maisa, the Shklir Kwatan, even if he bring Maisa, which Korach was a Levi, and he's entitled to the Maisa, Amma, but then Moshe Rabbeinu said the Aloch is, Havachad Mas Maisel Kohen. The 10% of the Maiserishin that's given to the Levi has to be given to the Kohen. Void. Furthermore, the Gazi L'Maisayu, he made you all cut off your hair, all the Levium. Umatilach L'Kikufsa, as the Torah says, that what was done with the Levium was that they were picked up and waved, and their hair was cut. And I saw that the Marsha says, part of what she was saying is, at least when someone is a Nazir, the hair that is cut is thrown under the fire on the Mizbeach. The hair of the Levim was just thrown away, says the Gemara. He was upset that you had nice color hair, that you had nice hair. So what he did was, he's abusing you by making you covering off her hair. So the Mashal explains what was she trying to say. What she was trying to say was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu never heard this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All Moshe Rabbeinu did was made this up by himself because he wants to make you look bad. And as I saw, the Mashal continues to explain that a person with nice hair is typically very good looking. She said he wants you to shave your hair. The reason he wants you to shave your hair is that he wants you not to look nice. But ask the Amalei. So ask the Gemara. They said to Korach, "Hoyei nami kovid." But Moshe Rabbeinu, being a Levi, did this to himself and his children as well. Amalei, to which she responded, "Kim in the cooler of the day." Since all of this prophet benefit is going to come to him. Ami Iyinami, he says to himself, Thomas Nafshi Aplishtim. This is a pasuk that's said by Shimshon. When Shimshon was, his eyes were poked out, and Shimshon caused that the entire building in which the Plishtim were should collapse. But he was in that building as well. And because he was in that building as well, the building collapsed on him as well. And he said, I'm willing to have the building collapse on me as long as they suffer as well. Right? Furthermore, she said to them, Moshe Rabbeinu told you to put tchelis in your tzitzis. If tchelis is such a great mitzvah, so why don't you wear garments that are made out of tchelis, and you'll fulfill the mitzvah of tchelis completely? Why do you have to have this one strand? And Rashi explains, she was saying to them, if tchelis is such an important mitzvah, so then it would be even bigger if they would wear an entire beged of tchelis. The Ben Yoyah explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was not willing to what she was saying was that Moshe Rabbeinu was not willing to do this because tchelis is very expensive. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not willing to spend all that money on tchelis. But she was saying to her husband, Korach, who we know that Korach was a wealthy person, she said to Korach, you could afford to have a garment which is made completely out of tchelis. So why don't you just make yourself a garment that's completely out of tchelis and you'll be even greater than Moshe. So what is the reason, explains the NLEO, why the mitzvah is just to have one strand of tchelis? An entire garment of tchelis is not the mitzvah. So he explains that when we have one strand of blue wool amongst many strands of white wool, it's much more noticeable than if we just have one strand, when we just have a completely blue. The Ein Yaakov explains, this is why we know that the B'nai, the Korach V'Hadassai don't have a shear in Olam Haba. He explains that somebody who's careful with the mitzvah tzitzis is Zoychet Olam Haba. But since we're learning here that Korach's wife, because she misled him, he didn't do the mitzvah of tchelis properly, so that's why he wasn't Zoychet Olam Haba. And says the Gemara, this now we can understand what the pasuk says. Chachmas nashim ban sabesa, wise women build up homes. So ishtisho and ben pelas, that was what happened through the behavior of the wife of Ayin ben pelas. Ve'evlas yad of tersena, so ishtisho Korach, the wife of Korach brought a downfall to his house. And way I saw that the Sefer Kerem Chemin explains the Gemara, what happened here was that the wife of Ayin, as we learned, uncovered it here. And the wife of Korach convinced him to have a beged that's completely out of tchelis. That's why that she, when we have a chuppah, the kala, he explains, still goes with uncovered hair. Why does the kala go to the chuppah with hair that's uncovered? So he explains, because the kala tells her, is sending a message to her husband, that just like the wife of Ayin ben Pelas went with uncovered hair, and that's the way she saved her husband's home, I also, my goal in life is to make a home of machloikis, a home of where we will be tzaddikim and bring like Ayin ben Pelas' wife who saved him, not like the wife of Korach. And therefore, he also goes on to explain, we know that many have the minig, that the kala, before the wedding, sends to the chassan a talis. Now, a talis, as we're learning now, done properly, has the white strands and the tchelis, to teach that that's the proper way of doing the mitzvah. And again, she's sending a message. I am not going to be like the wife of Korach, who used an improper understanding of the mitzvah of tchelis, and that ultimately brought down to the destruction of his home. I'm going to make you wear tzitzis as the halacha requires, and that will build our home. The pasuk says, "V'yikumel fnei Moshe anoshim v'nei Yisrael chamishim u'masayim nasi'a edekriyim moed en shishem." Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Miyuchadim Shebeida. That was the most special people in Klal Yisrael. Kriya Moed, Sheyoidim Abishonim Kvay Chadoshim. They were tremendous Talmid Chachamim that they knew the secret of how to make a month, how to make a year, a leap year, when Rish Chodesh should be established. Achi Shem, Shehoelem Shem B'chol Olam. They were most famous in the entire world because they were such great people. Says the Rabbi Yishma Moshe V'yopel Aponov, Mashmu Shama. What did Moshe Rabbeinu hear that caused him to fall on his face? Amr Shmuel Manachmen, Amr Yosin, Shechdu Me'eshesish. They accused him of having relations with Eshesish. Shenema, as the Pasuk says here, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'kano L'Moshe B'machna, which is a lotion of kinui, stira, which is the same wording that's used by a soita. Amr Shmuel V'yitzchak, Malam Chukalecha V'ka'echad, Kines Ishtem V'Moshe. Each one of them said that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be alone with their wives. Shenema, Moshe Yikach as a coil, as a oil, V'notolem Chutz L'Machna. That Moshe Rabbeinu went outside of the Machna, that they shouldn't accuse him where Yeshish is. Says the Gemara, so I saw that the Rabbi Yehuda Osset explains, that's why we could understand what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Boike V'yoyde Hashem Eshaloi. Why? So he says, the Gemara says, M'sech the Yumid of Ayin Hei Amar Aleph, V'amon K'zeragad. The mon was Zeragad, and says the Gemara, Amon Hei Magal Yisrael. If there was a question on a person, let's say a woman had an adulterous relationship and she's not supposed to stay with her husband, so the next morning there was a missing portion of mon in their home. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to them. You're accusing me that I had an adulterous relationship. Let's see Boiker. Let's see in the morning when the man comes out. And when the man comes out in the morning, we will see if there's any woman who I might have had a relationship with whose portion is taken away. And that will be a proof that I am actually innocent. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu went by himself to address Dosan Avira, Mekan, from here we see Shem Achzikim Amachlaikus. Even if a person is great, he should do whatever he can to avoid Machlaikus. Damarav, Kol Machzab Machlaikus. Anybody who tries to keep a Machlaikus going, Oiv Belav. He's Oiv Belav because the Torah says, V'loi Yek Karach Uka Dosa. Ravashi Amar, Royal Tzareya. He should become a Metzora. Ksiv Hocha, the Pasuk says, V'loi Yek Karach Uka Dosa Kishtiba Hashem. Shem biyad Moshe loy, v'ksiv hasam v'yom Hashem loy oir havi neg yod chabay kecha v'yov yod bechakev v'yod tzivine yod mitzras kishalik. So we see that was what's the punishment. And Moshe wanted at all costs to avoid machlokes. The reason they accused him, explains the Mashal, of having an appropriate relationship, because we know that the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from his wife. So their point was that how is it possible for a person to separate themselves from the wife for such a long time? It must be because he was having an adulterous relationship. The Gemara says, from here we learn that ein machzikin b'machlokes. He says, what does the word chazoka have to do with machlokes? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu said that I will go after them. Ein machzikin b'machlokes, that there's no chazaka. That means there's no comment that we see, Moshe Rabbeinu saying, where we see Dosan Vavirim have a chazaka, they so often make machlokes, so maybe I should just leave them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's not the approach that I'm going to take, and I'm going to try to break the machlokes. Another pshat that I saw in Emachzik Machlokes is many machlokes come because people believe that they have chazakas. People believe that they have established rights to something. And once they believe that they have an established right to something, that's why they get into machlokes over it. And the Gemara is teaching us, Eimachzikim machlokes. As much as a chazaka does have relevance in halacha, it's never worth having a machlokes, even if it goes against the chazaka. It's better for a person to give up what he believes belongs to him versus having a machlokes. And in fact, I saw that the Chishuk HaChemed, Rav Zilberstein Shlita asks a question. Here we're saying in the Gemara that we have to do whatever we can to avoid machlokes. So he discusses a situation where a person is a gabbai in a shul, and there are people in the shul who are accusing him of misappropriating funds. And because of that, he just wants to walk away from the position, saying that he doesn't want people to speak about him. And the reason he wants to take this approach is our Gemara says, "Ein machzikim amachloikus." The pasuk says that v'yisim nekim Hashem v'yisrael. Everybody has to do whatever they can do to avoid that people should to say that he did something wrong. Everybody has to avoid. Everybody has to avoid all kinds of such situations. So maybe that's the same over here. And we find this concept in many places in halacha, where there's a concern of chshad and a concern of maris ayin. Do we have to be concerned? So he takes a very interesting approach. He says, if the person that we are discussing did something that actually would cause people to have a negative feel, he created a situation that people will indeed accuse him of doing something wrong. If he created a situation that would cause people to think that he did something wrong, then the smart thing and the right thing for him to do is walk away. If, however, he did everything as is supposed to be done, he didn't do anything that would cause that anybody should accuse him of doing anything wrong. So our obligation in life is to do what we have to do and not let other people use it as an opportunity to besmirch our name. We have to do what we have to do. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Kol HaChoylek HaMachos Beis David, anybody who disputes the supremacy a machz based ovid, the Gemara says, Royal Kishanachash, he should be bitten by a snake. Why should he be bitten by a snake? So the Mashah explains, the Nachash HaKadmoni, the first Nachash, was the king of all animals. And then he was jealous of Adam, Harishan, who was even more superior to him. So too, Malchus based ovid, David HaMelech represents the highest level in Klai Yisrael. So he's jealous of David HaMelech's position, so he's doing the same type of aveira, and therefore he should be bit b'nei seif. Siv Hocha, it says regarding Adonijah ben David. Adonijah ben David wanted to become king, even though David HaMelech had appointed Shlomo HaMelech to be successor. And the pasuk says, V'yizbech Adonijah tzoyne boka Maria im evet hazacheles, Siv Hocha, im ham azoich leofer, referring to steaks. Amar Rav Chisda, Kol HaChoylek al Rabbi, somebody who disputes his Rebbe is Kecholek al Shechina, is arguing with the Shechina. Shenema Bechatzoysim al Hashem, when Chayrach was arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, it's considered as if he was arguing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This too is an interesting discussion. How far is the obligation of Cholek al Rabbi? The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Ches Alocha Beis says, Ezo Cholek a Rabbi, who is considered somebody who's Cholek a Rabbi? Zesha Kavaloi Medrash, he appoints himself a Beis Medrash, V'yosh V'dorish V'malamet Shloi B'rishos Rabbi, and he teaches Torah without his Rebbe's permission, V'rabbi Kaim as long as his Rebbe's alive, V'api Sh'rabbi B'din Acheres, even if his Rebbe is in a different country, V'osso L'odom L'hoyos B'fnei Rabbi L'oilam, V'kol Amar Aloch B'fnei Rabbi Chayim Isa. So we see that the Rambam's opinion is that as long as somebody's Rebbe is alive, one is not allowed to open up a yeshiva without his permission. And that is the opinion of some Rishonim. How do we understand the opinion of the Rambam? That's the opinion of Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam. The Bach says that a Talmud, but it's only if he's going to pask in Shilas. The Bach takes a stricter position, and he says that even if he's not going to be paskening shilas and deciding matters, he's not allowed to open up a yeshiva as long as his Rebbe is alive, if he doesn't have permission. And therefore, I saw the Aruch HaShulchan explains that nowadays, where most learning in yeshivas, they learn shas, they're not learning that they're going to pass in a shaila, it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. And therefore, he says, on the contrary, a Talmud Chacham should open up a yeshiva. There was an episode that happened there was an early Talmud Chacham in the times of the early Achronim, Elazar Ashkenazi, and he wrote the Sheiros Yosef. As he got older, he had a Talmud who wanted to open up a yeshiva, that any Talmud is not allowed to open up a yeshiva within the vicinity of the Sheiros Yosef. Rabbi Elazar Ashkenazi refused to sign this letter because he said that there's no problem for a Talmud to open up a yeshiva and that's it. And then he said a very big chiddush. The Rambam, we just said that we have to get permission from the Rebbe. So he has a very interesting understanding of what the Rambam means when he says that you have to get permission from the Rebbe. He says it doesn't mean that you have to get permission from the Rebbe. What it means is you have to ask the Rebbe. And if you ask the Rebbe, even if the Rebbe doesn't grant permission, as long as you asked, that is good enough. Continues Gemara, Amar Chama, Rabbi. Anybody who creates a dispute with his Rebbe, Kaisim Imashchina. It's as if he's doing machlokes with the Shemaim. Shnei Mehema Meim Riva, Asher Rava Bnei Yisrael As Hashem. They disputed Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's considered as if they disputed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa, Kamas Rabma Rabbi. Somebody who says that his Rebbe doesn't act appropriately, it's Kila Misram Al Shechina. It's as if he's speaking badly about the Shechina. Shnema Loy Aleinu Tulascha, Moshe Aaron says, when they were complaining that they wanted meat, Loy Aleinu Tulascheim, Ki Al Hashem. Somebody says that his Rebbe is not acting appropriately. It's as if he's speaking about the Shechina that way. As soon as they thought badly about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's as if they spoke badly about Hashem. The Pasuk says, because Korach was such a wealthy person, says the Gemara, that's why it caused him to go down the wrong, to become arrogant and go down the wrong path. The pasuk says, "By Dosan ben Aviram, v'skolar yikum shebregleim." What is the yikum that was destroyed of Dosan Aviram? Amar blazes zememani shel adam. It refers to a person's financial assets. Shemamida raglov. It makes him strong, and that all got lost because of this avera. V'amar Rebbe Levi, masri sholosh meis pardes levanus. The amount that it takes 300 white mules. That was the amount that was needed just to carry the keys of his warehouses. The kula klid of a kipi, the gilda, and they were made out of leather, meaning that the keys were made out of leather, which are not so heavy, and yet you needed 300 mules to transport those keys. On Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, sholosh matmonius hitman Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef hid. He was incredibly wealthy. He was the main minister in Mitzrayim. And he put away three treasures. Achas Niskalchel Korach. One was revealed to Korach that we're discussing. Achas Niskalchel and Tugnus Ben Asphirus, the king of Rome, who was very wealthy. And Achas Genuzel Tzadikim Lassalove. And one is put away for the Tzadikim Lassalove. Vam Rabbi Yochanan. Loi min Abluim, Loi min Asrofim. When we speak about Korach, we know that Korach, the Adas Korach, there were some that were swallowed by earth, and there some were burnt. But Korach himself, Laiman Abluim, wasn't from those that were swallowed up by the earth. For Laiman Asrofim, nor was he from the people that was burnt in the fire. Laiman Abluim, the Ksiv, as called Ha'adam Ashel L'Korach. Ha'adam Ashel L'Korach, the people about who were part of Korach's group, were swallowed up. For Laiman Korach, but not Korach himself. And furthermore, Laiman Asrufim, he wasn't amongst those that were burnt, the Ksiv, but Chol Eish as Chamisha Masayim Ish. The 250 people that were burnt, Loi Korach. But the Brisa says, Korach Min Asrufim Umin Abluim. He actually was in both groups. Min Abluim, the Ksiv, the Tivla Oysom Vas Korach. Min Asrufim, the Ksiv, the Eish Yotzim Meis Hashem, the Toichel as Chamisha Masayim Ish. The Korach Badayu, Korach was part of this group. So we have a Machlokes exactly what happened. So the way the Ben Yoyada explains if he was menablum and menasrufim, how is that possible? So he says that what happened to the Korach we find in other places was Sreifas Neshama v'gufa kayim. First, his body, his neshama in his body got burnt up, and the outside was still intact. And then after that happened, then Beluim, that he was swallowed up afterwards. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Amaydik Siv, Shemes Virech Amar, Zvul, Lor Chitzechi Yaleichud. Melamed, what this pasuk teaches us, She'ol Shemes Virech, the sun and the moon came up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Zvul, to the Shemayim, to the heaven, which is called Zvul, V'amal Lefonav, and they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mata Asadin, Leben Amram, if you will do din for Ben Amram, Neitze, then we will continue to come out and shine. V'mlav, if not, Le Neitze, we won't come out. Achaz Zarek Ben Chitzim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw spears at them, V'amar, and he said to them, B'chvayde Le Mechitzim, when my honor, by people who worship you, you don't do anything. B'kav B'asadam Mechitzim, and you're concerned about the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, V'idnu, and therefore, B'zman Hazeh Le Nafki, they don't go out at the machalhu until Kaviyachla Kadosh Baruch Hu every morning has to hit them and force them to go out. They lost their power. The Sefer Opnei Meisha says, what's pshat in this Gemara? Because we know that the moon came to Kadosh Baruch Hu originally and said, Ein shtei melochim mishtam shem b'keserach. You can't have the sun and the moon equal. And the Gemara says that what happened at that time, the sun didn't say anything, and because the sun didn't say anything, that's why the sun became greater than the moon, and he made the moon smaller. And now that's what the moon said. If you now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will take care of Moshe Rabbeinu, then Moshe Rabbeinu has the same behavior as the sun. Just as the sun remained quiet when I said something, Moshe Rabbeinu remains quiet. If not, that the sun being quiet, therefore, doesn't represent anything great. If being quiet doesn't represent anything great, so then why did you make the sun larger than I am? Darsh Rav Amaydik Siv, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, V'mbriya yivra Hashem apotza ha'aretz es piyo. Amar Moshe l'fanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imbriya gehenim. If the Gehenna has already been creative and they should be falling in their mut of great. Mlav, and if that isn't the case, I ask you, Hashem, Yivra Hashem, make a Gehenna and let them fall into. Says the Gemara, Lamai, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's intention? Ilema Lamevri Mamish, that he was intending that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should now create a new Gehenna. Ask them, how could he ask for that? For ain't called Chodesh Tachas Hashemes. There's nothing new that's created after the creation of the world. Ella, what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for, l'karavei pischa, to bring the entrance canon closer to where they were and let them fall in. Ubnei Karach le'maisa, says the Gemara, what does that mean they didn't die? Tanam, the Bryce says, Moshe Rabbeinu Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tanam Mishum Rabbeinu, they said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Makanis Batsa Lehem Gehenim, there's a place that is left over for them on the top of Gehenim, V'yoshva Olav from Mashira, and they sit there and they say Shira to Hashem. Amar Rabba B'chana, Zimna Chavna Ka'azna Ba'orcha. I was once traveling, Amar Lehutayan, I met an Arab merchant, and he said to me, Tov Achvaloch B'luwe Karach. I'm going to say, I'm going to show you where the people of Karach are buried. I saw a very powerful pshat from the Tolna Rebbe. B'luei Karach is that the Gemara means to say that in each one of us, unfortunately, there's a little Karach. The Karach is swallowed up into us. And he showed him, where is that Karach in us? Azul chazot trei bazid avakarnafa kitruminayu. He saw two holes in the ground that smoke was coming out of. Shokul gavadu amr, he took some wool, Amshimaya, which he soaked a ball of wool, he soaked it in water. Vaisperei Shubachan, he put that ball of wool on the top of the spear. Vachlefei Hassam, and he put it over the place where the smoke was emanating, and Ichrich immediately got burned, because it was the entrance to Gehenna, which is very hot. Amalei, Otzis Ma Shamet. He says, listen to the voices that are coming out of the ground. And we're saying is not true. Amalei, kol plosim yoimim, every 30 days, mahadru l'gehenim, kibos v'toich chalachas. The Gehenim is turned over like meat that is being roasted. Amri hachi, and they say, Moshe emes v'taras emes v'heim badoim. So the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is, when they say v'heim badoim, they're saying, we now realize that Moshe Rabbeinu is the truth. But many Mefarshim explain, when they say v'heim badoim, what they actually mean to say is that even though we recognize that Moshe emes v'taras emes, we're so far away from the correct way of living our lives, that even as we're saying now, Moshe Emes v'Toras Emes, for Anu Badoim, what we're saying now is just not true. And we don't ever accept the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is it every Rosh Chodesh? So many Mefarshim explain, because that because Kairos' claim was the kol edukum kadoshim. He wanted everybody to be equal. The Gemara says that why do we bring a carbon? The Gemara Masechta Shavuos Daf Tes says that why do we bring a carbon Rosh Chodesh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I need a kapara because I said that there should be the sun and the moon should be equal. So what do we learn from the Sar Rosh Chodesh? That even HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol realized and recognized, and that's the lesson of the Rosh Chodesh, that the moon and the sun cannot be equal. There can only be one leader to Klal Yisrael. And that's why every Rosh Chodesh, it is recognized again that there can't be a world of more than one leader. Says the Gemara, Dara Midba Ein L'Chelik Olam Haba, Tana Bana Dara Midba Ein L'Chelik Olam Haba, Shnema B'Midba Hazeh Yitamu V'Sham Yimasu. Yitamu B'Olam Hazeh, they will be finished in this world, V'Sham Yimusu B'Olam Haba. V'Oimer, and the Pasuk says, Asher Nishbati B'Api Im Yimayim L'Chasi, that in Olam Haba, Divrei Rebbe Akiva, that they won't have the ultimate Menucha in Olam Haba. V'Lezer Oimer, they will come to Olam Haba. Shnema Isvli Chasidai Karse Brisi Eila Zevach Elamani Kayim, that they will have a kapara. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Elmanim Kayim, how do we understand the pasuk that says Esher Nishbati? Says the Gemara, Ba'api Nishbati, when I was upset, I made that shvua, but however, Chazrani Bai, I retract it and don't want to punish them to that degree. The Pasuk is speaking about the generations after Dovah HaMelech. The Pasuk means to say, it refers to the tzaddikim of every generation. As we learned earlier in our Masechta, they were ready to jump in the fire for serious nefesh. That refers to Eli Rekiva v'chaverov, the Sar Haruge Malchus, Shemasru Atzmon, that even though the government had made a decree that no one could teach Torah, they continued to teach Torah. Shem of Nasi Yomer, Bar Heim Lo Elam Haba, the Dor Amid becomes to Elam Haba. Shnema Fidui Hashem Yeshuvan Uvot Tzion Berina, they will come back by the Gula Shlema. Amar Rabba Bavchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shafke Rav Kiva L'chsudesei. Rav Kiva is always the one that tries to judge everything favorably. And he's saying that the Dara Midbar don't have a shear in Olam Haba. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Hol v'korosa, Mazna Yerushalayim Lema. Zuchati l'cha Hashem, Zuchati l'cha Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Zuchati l'cha Chesed Nareich, Avos Klosayich, Lechtach Acher B'Midbar Eretz Le'Zruah. Kadosh Baruch Hu will remember the righteousness of the Dara Midbar. Oma Acherim, Boim B'Zuchusam, if other generations have the schus of that door to get Olam Haba, Hein Atzman, certainly they themselves, like Koshkein, will be Zaych to Olam Haba. Continues the Gemara, Mishnah, Asaras HaShvatim. We speak about the Asaras HaShvatim that were sent into exile by Sancheriv before the Churban Beis Hamikdash Rishon that was beside Shevet Yehud and Shevet Binyamin, Ein Osinim Lachzer, will not come back. Shenemar V'yeshlichem al Eretz Acheretz K'yayim Azeh. Ma Yoyim, when we speak about the day doesn't come back, and once the day is over, Hoylech V'enechayzer, Avheim Holch V'enechayzer, Divir V'kivir, V'lez Oymer K'yayim Azeh, Ma Yoyim Ma'pul Meir, the day gets dark, but the next, but then it gets light again. After Aseres Shvatim, when we speak about the Aseres Shvatim, Afelulahem, now they're in a dark place. Kach Asid Loherahem, but ultimately they will have a Yeshua. Tanabanan, Aseres Shvatim, Elam Chelik Elam Haba. The Aseres Shvatim don't have a Shir in Elam Haba. Shenema, V'yitchem Hashem, Mi'al Ad, V'yitchem Hashem, Mi'al Ad Mosim. Bafa b'chem b'ketzav gadol. V'yitchem Hashem al admosam b'olam hazeh. V'yesh l'chem l'alertz acheretz l'olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But the Mefarshim all explained that even Rabbi Akiva, who has such a strict opinion about them, says it's only about they themselves. Their children will certainly have olam haba. Shimon Yehoidam Yehuda ish kvar aka oim Mishim Rav Shimon im asem ki yom hazeh. If they will continue as they behaved when they were sent into Golos, they will not come back. However, in Lav, if they will do tshuva, then they will have Olam Haba. Rabbi Omer, they certainly will have Olam Haba. Shnemar, b'yomahu yitok v'shofar gadol, v'bo ovdim b'eret asher v'nidochim b'eret mitzrayim, v'shtach v'lashem v'hakodesh b'yushalayim. Amar Rabbi Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shafke Rechmanon L'schudosei. Again, Rav Kiva was always so generous and kind when he spoke about Klai Yisrael, and here he takes a different attitude. Shenema, Holch V'kros Asadvar Ma'el Tzvayna, V'mata Shuvah M'shuvah Yerushal Nur Hashem, V'loi Apol Pani Bechem, Ki Chosar Ani Nur Hashem, Lo Etel Loilam, I won't be angry forever. Says the Marmai Hichsudosei. Where do we see that this was the typical behavior of Rav Kiva? Says my the time the Brisa says, "Ktani b'nei Rishu Yisrael, the children of the Rishoyim that are still young children when the Rishoyim died, ain't boyim la'elam haba. Shnei kina yom boyim ktana, v'ayu kol zorin v'kol ois Rishu kash v'lat ois ma'ayim haba om Hashem tzvokus asher lo yazul lahem shayrish v'anav." And refers to their children. And what pasuk says is shayrish b'elam haza, that the children will die young. V'anaf la'olam haba, they won't have a shin olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, b'ayim hem la'olam haba. Those young children will have a shir in olam haba. Shnei Hashem b'sam Hashem shekayin kayin karka yom liyinuka pasya. These pasya, these young children, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will protect them. V'Omer, gudei ilani v'chavlui b'ram iker shashui b'arish shvoka. Cut the tree, but the roots, the children will remain forever. Ask the Gemara, Elmanim, Mikayim, Layazulam, Shar, Shvainuf, that there won't be anything remaining. Shloyenachem, Lay Mitzvah, Lay Shir Mitzvah. They, the Rishayim themselves, will not get any reward in the next world. All of their reward, for if they did anything good, will be given in this world, that they should have nothing left for the next world. Davachazar is their neshama. The neshama of their Rishayim will not remain, v'anaf, and their guf. There will be nothing left, not the nesham, not the guf. Avaktan b'nei Rishayim, the kechavim, when we speak about the children of the kechavim who are Rishayim, even though those children did not do any sins, l'divrei hakol, everybody will agree, ein b'ayin l'aylam haba, they won't have b'aylam haba. M'leil nafkalei, me'ta'avid kol zocha lomoy, there won't be any left, anything left from the kechavim who are Rishoyim. Itmar, cotton aims to boil on haba. At what point is a cotton able to get Olam Haba? At what point is he able to come to Tchias HaMesim? Rav Shimon Rabbi Charamer B'Shor Shanoilet, as soon as he comes out to this world, the schus of his parents help him that he should be able to have Olam Haba. V'Charamer B'Shor She siper for when he begins to speak. Manda mishor shenolich nemer yivoy vagidu tzkasa la'am noilat kiosa. As soon as they are born, Mandam Mishosh Sipur, Zer, because the post says, Zer Yavdeni Super Lashem Lador. Itma Ravin Amar, Mishosh Nizra, as soon as the child is conceived, Viksiv Zer Yavdena, Avnachma Yetzka Mishosh Nimo, from the point that he has Bris Mila. And as the Ben Yoyod explains, because the moment he has a Bris Mila, the Zuma, the Yetzahara, is weakened. He says, Mishar Shomer Amen. From when the child could say Amen on a bracha. Shnema, piskli, yovagoy tzadik shomer amunim, al tikri shomer amunim, al shomer amen. As soon as the child says Amen, then he can have Olam Haba, he can have Tchias Amesim. Ask them, what is so special about Amen? Amar Rav Chanina, Kael Melech Neman. Amen. Amen is the abbreviation of Kel Melech Neman. And as soon as somebody says Kel Melech Neman, represents that he show that he has Amun and Hashem, and once a person has Amun and Hashem, then Rashi says he could have Tchias HaMeisim. Another pshat that Rashi actually in Masechet Shabbos explains, as soon as somebody says Kel Melech Neman, he's recognizing that the greatness of Hashem. As soon as we recognize the greatness of Hashem, then we can have Tchias HaMeisim. Another pshat that I saw is when somebody says Kael Melech Neman, he's recognizing that there is an Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And once somebody recognizes and says that there is an Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, then he's worthy to have the Olam Haba.